WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. UVA says it will donate to a fund helping people injured on August 12th in Charlottesville in a rebuke to the KKK. The Virginia Supreme Court has upheld a law that keeps state regulators away from a portion of electric rates. And protesters show up at DEQ offices around the state, including the one in Harrisonburg, to make their voices heard against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 15.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
The University of Virginia is donating to a medical fund for people injured during last month's white supremacist rallies in a rebuke of a donation the Ku Klux Klan pledged to the university nearly a century ago. UVA President Teresa Sullivan says the donation of $12,500 is roughly equal in today's dollars to the $1,000 the KKK pledged in 1921. It's not clear if the KKK made good on that pledge, but Sullivan says the university wants to acknowledge it in a way that is, quote, as disagreeable as possible for any remnants of the hate group. The repayment is among the demands student groups have made since the August violence. Also, the Virginia Supreme Court has ruled a current suspension of regulatory reviews of electric utility rates by the SCC will stand. Charles Fishburn with our partner station WCVE reports.
The SCC's power to regulate electricity goes back 101 years, until 2015, when the General Assembly stripped it for 7 years while the utilities wrestled with the Clean Power Plan and its possible impact. But dissenters said it would cost consumers $1 billion and was unconstitutional. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled 6-1 that it was constitutional. Carl DeBias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
And that's what they were fighting over, whether the General Assembly had the authority to do that.
So now, only the General Assembly can restore the SCC's regulatory power.
That's right. It could. But whether it will, we don't know.
Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
The Wildlife Center of Virginia has trained thousands of people over the years at its high-tech veterinary clinic in Waynesboro, and now the center is branching out, offering to train animal lovers around the world. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports on the new Wildlife Care Academy.
The Wildlife Center of Virginia takes in thousands of injured and orphaned animals each year, from eagles and hawks to baby black bears that kind of purr when they're feeling content. Many people want to help wild animals, but the center's president, Ed Clark, says they lack the credentials and the expertise to do so.
Wildlife rehabilitators, who are typically volunteers, lay people at a community level, need permits from their respective state and federal agencies, but they also need training.
To make training accessible and affordable, Clark says, the center will offer courses for laymen in real time online.
So it will be interactive, but it will be accessible via the internet so that people anywhere in the country, and indeed anywhere in the world, will be able to access this training.
Lesson number one will answer a fundamental question. Are you cut out for the job?
Caring for wildlife is not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. When you have baby animals at home, you can't go away for the weekend. And these are the kinds of realities that Walt Disney didn't share with us. And frankly, a lot of folks get into wildlife care with very distorted and very inaccurate perceptions of what it's going to be. It's not cuddling wildlife.
In fact, he says if wild animals get too comfortable around people, their future in the wild is at risk. The Wildlife Academy begins this fall with 11 different courses. I'm Sandy Hausman.
Finally, across Virginia this week, people gathered at offices of the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, to voice their concerns and demands about the proposed Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipelines. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz attended Thursday's gathering just outside of Harrisonburg at the Valley Regional DEQ office.
Organizers had planned for 3 days of protests across the state, but canceled the first day, Tuesday, due to concerns about the effects of Hurricane Irma. Wednesday's rally was a vigil, and Thursday's was to include a peaceful sit-in at the Richmond DEQ office entrance. Among the 80 people gathered just off the Harrisonburg DEQ office parking lot were landowners and residents of areas impacted by the proposed pipelines, political hopefuls, and community organizers, who collectively demanded that Governor Terry McAuliffe and the DEQ exercise their authority and responsibility to make companies prove that water quality standards will be met if the pipelines are built. Musician Robin Williams led the singing.
We're gonna put a stop sign on the Dominion's pipeline. Go tell
you. More than one person pointed out that Governor McAuliffe has been behind the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, or ACP, from its get-go, as this YouTube video posted by Dominion 3 years ago this month shows the governor announcing the ACP in a press conference.
I'm thrilled to be here today standing alongside the executives from two of Virginia's leading energy companies, Tom Farrell of Dominion Resources and Hayden.
Now, 3 years later, the DEQ is reviewing and compiling comments collected in the public comment period earlier this year and will make a recommendation to the Water Control Board later this fall regarding water quality conditions and certification. Ann Wren is the DEQ Manager of Public Information and Outreach. She said that, quote, DEQ staff and contractors are reviewing the erosion and sediment plans and stormwater plans required for every foot of proposed construction.
We feel like we've covered all the potential gaps. We're confident that whatever we propose is going to be protective of water quality from a legal and a science standpoint. That's our job, and that's what we will recommend to the citizen board.
But those at the noon rally were more than a little skeptical. Nancy Sorrells is chair of the Augusta County Alliance.
They're not looking at the individual stream crossings and wetland crossings and the issues that they're supposed to be looking at, that every other project in the state of Virginia has always had to look at and always has to under the Clean Water Act. So they're not doing their job.
Again, from 2014, Governor McAuliffe.
I intend to use the full resources of the Office of the Governor to market this new opportunity for us in every nation around the globe.
Ernie Reed is running for a seat on the Nelson County Board of Supervisors.
The DEQ can't possibly give an unbiased analysis to this, because when your boss tells you that this is what we are doing and your job tells you that you have to do something else, you have to decide where your allegiance is, and it takes courage to be able to do that.
Bobby Weitzcarver was a field conservationist with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service for 3 decades.
Show me how you're going to cross 189 streams in Augusta County. There's no way you can unearth 9,000 acres of earth and not violate Virginia's water quality standards. We haven't even seen the plans. Show me the detailed drawings.
Again, from 2014, Governor McAuliffe.
By the time this pipeline is complete, we are going to have manufacturer after manufacturer lined up, begin manufacturing, and creating these new jobs of this new 21st century economy.
We're continuously, you know, allowing fossil fuel industries to get whatever they can, whether it's fracking or building pipelines. When we should be focused on the future.
Roanoke's Peter Vavasin is running to unseat Republican Representative Bob Goodlatte in Virginia's 6th District.
Other countries outside of the U.S. are making the move to renewables, and they're eating our lunch right now. And we need to get back to our leadership status on climate change and move forward.
In an open letter to Governor McAuliffe and the DEQ director, rally organizers called for rejection of the pipelines, saying that they would have devastating impacts. Organizer Jennifer Lewis.
We are counting on them to, well, deny the permits would be great, but also to reject the 401 permit process. But there's just so many concerns that we have about this pipeline.
We'll take the sunshine, the water, and wind.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer Kurtz.
You'll find lots of photos of those protests at Harrisonburg's DEQ office on Thursday. And our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Friday.
Go tell your neighbors.